He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Have no fear. This is Rob Sanford. It is the August 2nd edition, the 8/2/22 edition. I'll explain that in just a minute. Bill is here. He just walked out for just a second, sat down now, and good morning, Bill. Welcome to your own show.
Look at this. It is a lot of twos in the air today, right? The market, 22,000. What was my, you know, we'll bring up the newsletter. What was my target price for the Dow in 2017? It was 22,000. And here we are on August the 2nd. What were you saying? You read an article.
Actually, I heard it on a radio report saying that back around the first of the year, that in Market Watch, it said that the Dow would never support 19,000.
Well,
how about that? Bill was right again.
Should I listen to that guy anymore? Yeah. I don't know. I don't like that prediction. He was way off.
I'm ordering the T-shirts, doggone it. That's it.
So right now we've got the Dow up. Let's see here. As soon as this page loads, we've got the Dow up 57 points, 20,000. 22,022.
Look, there it is. 20022 on August 2.
What numbers are you going to play on the lottery today?
Me too.
22222. The S&P 500 is up a little bit. 17 cents to 2476. The Nasdaq's up 10 to 6372. I like to look at that bond market. It's flat today. The 10-year yield's at 2.25%. Gold down $3 to $12.76, and oil is down just a little bit here. Oil is currently at 49. That's actually up 8 cents. Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and I'm here with Rob Sanford as we continue to plan away on our Minnesota trip. You know how I'm preparing? We watched, Lynn and I did last night together, we watched the Minnesota Twins in San Diego playing the Padres. And so I figure, hey, if I'm going back there, I need to get familiar with that Minnesota team and who they are. I see Mauer still playing first base, 13 years with the Twins. And I saw their new little hot pitcher that's supposedly the future of that pitching staff. He looked good last night. Berrios. In fact, he had a no-hitter for 5 innings, which isn't hard to do against the Padres. Everybody has a no-hitter for at least 3 or 4 innings.
Yeah, but we walked away with a win. Come on now.
Yep, we won the game. I said, I'll stay up and watch the end. It was 1-0. We had 2 hits, and they had 3 hits. And by the eighth inning, that's a real thriller
that
there.
That sounds like a soccer game.
That's a thriller in Manila. And I said, well, then I'll stay up and watch. We do have a good bullpen. And Brad Hand came in. And, of course, Austin Hedges hit a 2-run bomb.
There you go.
To give us a little insurance there going into that ninth inning. And
now, speaking of Minnesota, before we get off of Minnesota here, we have selected a venue. So those that are going to come and see you in Minnesota, we will be at the Mall of America. Not in the mall, but attached.
Lynn will be in the mall, and I'll be given the workshop.
That's right. We're attached to the mall. So you've got all that mall parking all the way around there. We will be at the Radisson Blue. That's BLU, the Radisson Blue. And that is attached via Skybridge to the Mall of America. How about that?
Isn't that every woman's dream to be staying in a hotel that's attached to the mall?
Yeah, well, you know, I think she had something to do with that venue, but that is where we're going to be.
The Radisson Blue.
The Radisson Blue, BLU, attached to the Mall of America. Now, here's the real question. How many folks are going to go with us to the Padre game? I didn't say the Twins game. I said the Padre game the night before on the 13th. We need to know.
You have to be a client or a subscriber.
That's right. And if you want to go, you got to let us know.
Or you got a really sweet talk, Rob.
That's okay. Right.
Maybe we'll give away a few.
Okay.
Now and then.
All right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it depends, you know, how many people we have and where we sit. But the one thing I can guarantee right now, it's all the hot dogs you can eat.
It's dollar hot dog night.
And they're on me.
Norwegian hot dogs.
That's right. I'm going back to the land of Gunderville, Minnesota. You know, it's like a lot of people named Gunderson back there in the Midwest.
Oh, boy.
All right, Apple is 60 points of the Dow, all right? So if we take away Apple, we're only up 6.
All right.
But that's how it works, okay? Apple surges more than 6%. We own Apple in the income and growth portfolio. And I'm going to update that portfolio here today. That thing is doing great. It's averaging about 1% a month.
Something else.
And, you know, I'll go over some bond returns over the last 12 months. That's your choice. That's your alternative for income. And I say hooey on bonds, phooey on that. I think dividend-paying stocks are the way to go. Apple leading the market higher today. I don't own it in my growth portfolios. I own it in my income and growth portfolios. My article on Amazon hit the streets yesterday afternoon. It's caused quite the stir. As I looked last night, there had been about 6,000 reads. There had been about 40 comments. I read through the comments. That's always fun to do. A lot of smack talk going around, you know, when you talk about a such a popular stock. I would say, you know, it used to be that Apple was the stock that everybody talked about. I think Amazon has replaced Apple. And I think even Tesla to some extent, which will report earnings after the close today. I know, Rob, you can't wait until Tesla reports how many electric cars they sold this last quarter. And you're still waiting for your model, whatever it is. I can't keep track of these models. There's a short seller out there, a pretty good one, who says that Tesla will run out of money producing this latest round of cars. So a lot of controversy swirling around old Tesla. I've been by the Tesla plant. We have clients that work for Tesla. Interesting stock. July ADP report, the country added 178,000 jobs. That's a little bit better than expected. Last month, we added 158,000 jobs. The jobs market, there's no signs of any slowdown in the economy, at least looking through the lens of the jobs market. And, of course, watching that economy. I talked with a guy last night, Rob, that you'll know, and we'll talk about it after the show here. And he says, how will you know? You know, what will you do when this thing? I said, you know, I look at the economy and I look at earnings and they kind of go hand in hand. And it's not like all of a sudden overnight everything plunges. You start to see a whittling away, right? It's like the fish counts. That's about right. October, you know, the ocean, the temperature. We don't have any fish counts yet.
Boy.
Yeah, it's a bad season for San Diego.
Well, the thing about fishing this year is that there are a whole bunch of little ones or every once in a while a big giant one.
Well, you know, we all went out to dinner Friday night. I took the crew out for dinner Friday night there in the Oceanside Harbor where Helgren Sport Fishing is.
Boy, that was a great restaurant, wasn't it?
It was. And you missed it, though. I was walking back to the car, and the Oceanside 95 was unloading a 215-pound bluefin tuna.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's that big whopper. That's that 6% gain in Apple right there.
Yeah. And then I had a client or a subscriber yesterday send me an email. Of a 900-pound bluefin. He says, you think you got big bluefin tuna? He's back in North Carolina.
Right.
This guy, he fishes some famous bank there.
Oh, it was a grander. It was over a grand.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh. Yeah. Can you imagine? And how much a pound is fresh bluefin tuna? $30 a pound?
Oh, my goodness.
That's a $30,000 fish.
Yes, sir.
That's more than your Ford.
It is. And bigger.
You can't drive it to work. All right, here's the first one I want to give, the Invesco Core Plus Bond Fund. Okay, how many of you own that? Raise your hand if you own it. I don't. Versus the S&P 500 over the last 52 weeks, minus 15%. Hmm. Now, who 1 year ago, July 2016. I'm in the wrong century. 2016, I said the bond market has stopped. Well, there's your 52-week performance of the Invesco. This is a core bond fund, minus 15%. Now, this is versus the S&P 500. So I think the S&P's up about 12. So overall, it's down 3%. But you've got to account that opportunity cost that you lost by not being in just some dividend-paying stocks, like I've been saying now for such a long time. Okay, when we come back, we'll talk about Tesla. We'll talk about earnings, how they're driving the market higher. Apple, I want to give an update on my income portfolio. We got two big winners in it again today. This is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford. It's the Best Stocks Now, the Gunderson Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Hey, Rob, how did I do? I said way back in January, February, my target price for the Dow this year was 22,000.
Well, I'll tell you what. When we get to Minnesota, we've been giving away Gunderson Fishing Team shirts. This time, it'll be the world debut of the BWRA T-shirt.
BWRA.
That's Bill Was Right Again T-shirt. I'm not kidding. I'm ordering them. You might be one of the lucky winners of a BWRA T-shirt.
A little smack talk.
That's right.
Right? Hey, you know, look, men are competitive.
That's right.
We're competitive people.
Beating our chest.
I got my son-in-law now working with us a little bit in the mornings. He's just graduated from college. He's a competitive son of a gun. And my wife says, "Do you see any comparison between you and John?" I said, "Yeah, we smack talk every morning." Men are competitive. I told John this morning, I said, I especially like to take on Goldman Sachs. I don't know why. Here I'm this little guy out here on the West Coast. They're all of these white-collar grads of, Harvard and whatnot. And
bow ties and wingtips.
Yeah, getting off the subway in New York City, headed up to the 112th floor of their building, and what's Goldman Sachs line today? Line of bowl was Goldman Sachs is like, what can we do to line our pockets today? Our pockets aren't growing fast enough. All right. Anyway, that's enough of that. All right. Let's take a look here. Apple obviously is driving the market higher here today. But what's driving the overall market? We hit new highs yesterday. And what's this headline? Earnings.
Terrific earnings.
In fact, Citigroup.
Now, wait a minute. Who is it that says stocks follow earnings? There's some pundit that says that all the time.
Well, here's what this guy says. Here's his explanation for why the market's hitting new highs. Gains have been mostly earnings driven.
You know, in both Sarasota and Tampa, that was your mantra.
That's
that
my
was
theme.
The theme of your seminar. Stocks follow earnings. Hey, there's another T-shirt.
Well, I want a shirt that says earnings. Earnings.
Okay. Earnings. Stocks follow earnings.
And I'll do the workshop with a shirt that says earnings.
Okay.
Real estate guys do it. They say location, location, location.
There you go.
You know, you live on a hill that overlooks, in some areas of that hill, it overlooks the ocean.
Yes, it does.
And if you've got a straight on view of that ocean,
it's amazing.
Your lot, your house is worth a whole lot more than a guy who's got to lean out his bathroom window to see the ocean.
30% more. They say it's 30% more if you're on one side of the hill versus the other.
There you go. Now, on your side of the hill, of course, you have the Point Loma is a unique place because on one side you overlook the harbor
and
the downtown skyline. And, you know, my wife and I, we lived in Point Loma, and we were torn which side of the hill to live on because that downtown skyline reflecting off the water at night.
Coronado Bridge.
And the cruise ships coming in, and you can see Mexico, that mountain down there. That's Mexico. That is one gorgeous sight. And, of course, the other side, which we chose, ended up choosing at that time, is the ocean. And seeing the waves break at night and the fishing boats going by in the morning, I could smell them.
Oh.
I could smell them cooking the breakfast sandwiches. That's how close we live to that ocean. I wanted to order one from the half-day boat on my way to work because,
stop.
You know how to use a microwave, pal. Okay, my Amazon article is out. Go to seekingalpha.com. The title of the article has got a question mark at the end. The title of the article is Dump Amazon Now? With a question mark. And then I go through my analysis of what happened last Friday. I was going to do it in the newsletter this week, but it took me longer than I thought. I took a very deep dive into Amazon's income statement from Friday. I took a very deep dive into other people's analysis of what happened. And in the end, you know, the answer comes back to earnings, earnings, earnings. And I give you my total analysis and what I'm doing with my Amazon shares at the current time. That's on seekingalpha.com. Just click on Bill Gunderson or enter me in the search bar. And also go back and look at the articles that I've written over the last 1 year and see how I've done with those articles. I would think somebody would say, you know, maybe I want to use this guy as a money manager. I don't know about those guys at Goldman Sachs. They told me to sell everything and we're in a bubble and all this
there
and that.
There it is right there.
Well, okay. Don't get, tomorrow, we'll talk about Amazon.
Oh, okay.
My whole justification and everything like that. Okay, Apple beats by 10 cents. They beat on revenues. Let's just take a look real quickly here at how Apple is reacting. Apple is up $6.78. It's hitting resistance. You see that line I've drawn?
Yep.
If you continue that line, it's bumping its head. It's at
now,
one.
Why is that? Explain to folks why you have drawn that resistance line, and what does that mean?
You know, this is where the buyers are hanging out. They're hanging out at 142.
Okay, now he's looking at two different lines here,
yep.
Folks, on his little screen.
When it comes back to 142, that's where the buyers come
okay,
in.
Okay, so the buyers are all hanging right there. That's kind of like a thermocline right there. All right.
And retail stores know this.
Okay.
They'll drop a price down, and then they know where the buyers come
okay.
in.
Okay.
And up here, they know when they've priced something too high, at least this is
it
the
won't sell. Okay.
sentiment in the market, this is where the sellers are.
Okay.
It hits that, and look what they do. They
now, how
sell
do you
off.
Arrive at that number, that resistance number? How do you get there?
Well, you can just look visually and see. Draw the line.
Oh,
okay?
I see.
Just
okay.
Draw
all
the
right.
line there,
so you can see it on
bang.
Past performance
let's,
all the way across.
Let's carry it out there. Let's extend
oh,
the line.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Look where it's at
there
right
it is.
Now.
It's right there at resistance.
It poked its head above resistance and looked around, you know, and then it said, yeah, and it pulled back to the resistance
I got
level.
You.
So
all
we
right.
do not have a breakout to new all-time highs.
So you just draw a line from where it's bumped its head before.
Exactly.
I got you.
Okay.
All right.
Now look here. This was significant. Look back a year ago where the line was.
I got you.
The significant part is when it breaks through that line, because now it's off to the races.
And see.
Conversely, it'll be a major signal to us when a lot of these leading stocks like Apple start to break through their support lines. Okay? Just like if you...
So when they fall below that support
absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely. When you live on a 20-story building, this is... you're on the 20th floor in here. If you don't want to drop down into the 19th and the 18th and the 17th floor, that means you're rolling over. So a lot of times, you know, that's why you have to employ technical analysis, in my opinion, as part of this value, momentum, technical analysis. And how has it done so far in our income and growth portfolio, which Apple is a member of? When we come back, I want to talk to folks that are looking for income with the possibility of a little growth, a little mustard on that hot dog. All right, we'll be right back.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. It's the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. I'm thinking we're going to change the name to the Bill Gunderson Radio Show brought to you by Best Stocks Now app. How about that? You think that's good?
Yeah, maybe we should sponsor the show. The app should sponsor the
there
show.
There you go.
Can that happen?
Now listen, before we go on any further, we're in the second half of the show. We have to keep reminding folks about Minnesota. We are coming out to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area September 13th, 14th, and 15th. The 13th is the Padres-Twin game. We'll just call it the Padres game. And you're invited, if you're a client or a subscriber, you're invited to attend the game with us. And Bill is buying all-you-can-eat $1 hot dogs.
They're going to call me a cheapskate.
Well, you are.
I am.
And he's going to buy you hot dogs with Norwegian sauce. And then after that, we are going to meet with some folks on a one-on-one basis. They're at the Radisson Blue. It's the Radisson Blue, and that's B-L-U. They leave the E off. And
that allows them to charge for the room,
right?
Is that a European
Radisson Blue? And that is attached via Skybridge to the Mall of America. So anybody who wants to shop and see Bill at the same time, you can do that on the 14th. The seminar is at 6:30. We have to know how many folks are coming. Go to GundersonCapital.com, log on, let us know you're coming to the seminar. There's a live seminar tab on our homepage. Click on that. Let us know you want to A, come to the game, or B, come to the seminar. Worth your time. It's well worth your time to come see Bill wax eloquent on how to buy and sell stocks.
I think a lot of people will shine the seminar and just go to the game. All right. Well, look, I had a feeling that one stock was not going to hold up the whole S&P 500 today, and I do notice that the S&P and the Dow, and the NASDAQ have all gone a little negative here right now.
It's early,
but we saw 22,000. You know what? That's a victory. Just to punch through there, you know, a lot of times we'll see new highs here at our firm, then a pullback. But, you know, eventually you're going to get back there, and you're going to stay there the next time, right? And I think that that's kind of the case here with the market. 22,000 was my target price for the Dow this year. We're hitting that now. Let's not forget, too, that's a psychological barrier. That's a ceiling, Rob. Psychologically, a guy says, when the market gets to 22,000, I'm selling. And it 22,000 this morning, it went over it. And that has now become a resistance level.
What if they'd have said that when it was 19,000 or 20?
They did.
It's silly, isn't it?
They did. And then eventually it went through it, and they go, oh, I better get back in.
Yeah.
And what happens is that old ceiling becomes the new floor, all right?
That's what happened at 20.
Exactly.
I remember that. Everybody had the 20,000 T-shirts and the hats, right?
Can't get through there. Now it's a thing of the past. Now we're at 2,000 points. So that old floor, that old ceiling of 20,000 is a floor. 21,000 is a floor. And now 22. So we have a floor right now of 21,000 and a ceiling of, we're on the 22nd floor of a building that can continue to go higher as long as earnings continue to go higher. Now, one of the stocks in my income portfolio is Apple. I own it there because, you know, it's a dividend payer. It's not a premier growth stock, in my opinion, anymore. In fact, if we look at the latest app numbers on Apple, they are expected to grow their earnings over the next 5 years at a rate of 9.3%. It's a single-digit grower now, all right? It's no longer that 30, 40% grower. You know, Facebook and those, they're still in that sweet spot. But Apple's, their best days are behind them. But they're still, you know, they pay a dividend of 1.7%. I have a C value grade. The stock is ranked number 389 out of 4,367. But I own it in that income and growth portfolio, which hit 7.1% yesterday before my fees. And your fees are determined by how much money you have with me. I have break points. You have a little bit of money with me, and I'm managing it for you. You pay a little bit more than someone who has a larger amount. Mutual funds work the same way. There's break points. So before fees, that portfolio up 7.1%. It really looks good right now. I mean, this is the portfolio, at least for now, it seems like the market is turning a little bit away from the risk on stocks for now. And we've seen some huge jumps in Boeing. We've seen some huge jumps in Caterpillar. We saw a huge jump in the cruise line stock yesterday, Royal Caribbean. Deer is another good one. I currently own 30 stocks in that portfolio. But the reason I highlight this portfolio is that's the bond alternative, all right? You don't have to own. You do not have to accept the mantra of Wall Street that says you're 70 years old. You should have 70% of your money in the bond market and 30% in the stock market. You know what? That's using the criteria. The main variable there is age. And they're ignoring, completely discounting the direction of interest rates and the direction of earnings. Those, to me, are the two biggest variables. And right now, it very much is a market. It's an economy that favors ownership of companies because of the earnings picture versus lending a company money. Now, Apple has bonds. They float bonds. You can buy an Apple bond, and they'll pay you 3% or 2.5% or whatever it is. What's your chance of capital appreciation on that Apple bond? The only way you're going to get capital appreciation is if interest rates go down. We're currently at 2.25%. We're at the low end right now of the recent trend. We're up almost 100 basis points from the low we set a year ago. Where will we be 1 year from now? It's hard for me, Rob, to imagine interest rates being lower 1 year from now where we are today. Yeah. I'm just using a little common sense here. I don't need a degree from Wharton to figure that out. And yet the guys from Wharton are using the traditional asset allocation model.
Well, it's easier.
It's easier and it's accepted.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't take as much work.
It's kind of like climate change. You either it's politically correct to acknowledge that man is creating what used to be global warming. That didn't work out because the science didn't back it up. So now they've changed it to climate change. It's politically correct. So, I mean, if you're from Wharton or from Harvard and whatever school on the East Coast, the Ivy League schools and even schools out, you accept the mantra that asset allocation is the way to go. It's the politically correct thing to do.
So does that mean that if you're into asset allocation, you also accept climate change?
Well, I'm just using that as an analogy.
Okay. Because I don't accept either one.
Well, that's up to you. You know, I think everything is cyclical.
Sure.
We've had the Ice Age, okay, and it killed all the dinosaurs. And we go the planet goes through major, major cycles itself, and there's no question that we're in a cycle. The real question is man causing it? That's the real
puny arm of man.
Well, and I don't think we can deny that the climate hasn't changed. We're going through a cycle right now of warming, and of course the ice caps are melting. And you know, I go down the stairs at the beach after the market closes. It's pretty cool. Yesterday was an extreme high tide, and the bottom three stairs were getting hit every 10 minutes by waves. I'd get to the bottom, and I'd have to do it in between waves, right? And then I'd dash back up. But I love to see a tourist from Iowa. I don't know why I pick on Iowa. Let's pick on Nebraska today. They're out here, and they want to go down and take a picture of the kids on the beach. And I say, you know, it's high tide. You might not want to go down there. Oh, no, we just want to get a picture. Pretty soon they're scurrying back to the car, and the little three-year-old is soaked. He's got seaweed all over him. You got to understand those tides, you know. Well, the tide goes in and out on the market. This is a market that currently favors ownership of stocks. In fact, so much so, I don't even want to go down the stairs and take a picture of a bond right now. I want to flee the bond market and avoid it at all cost. And you've seen that. The results show over the last 12 months, these big bond funds are trailing the S&P 500 by 13 to 15%.
Wow.
You can say it. What's BWRA?
Bill was right again.
Well,
and he was. Yeah. T-shirt's coming.
I would rather own dividend-paying stocks for my income right now. And we have a portfolio to meet their needs. All right, we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Just a reminder, if you go to seekingalpha.com today, you will see my latest article. It is about Amazon, and the article is titled "Dump Amazon Now," and it's followed by a question mark along with a graphic, a picture right below it. And I go through my analysis, and you can check that out tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll do the analysis on the air.
You're going to go through the whole article, commentary,
and the thinking behind it, you know, the thought process behind it.
All right.
And but today, you know, if you're a holder of Amazon or thinking about it or whatever, you might want to read my article there on my current opinion of the stock. I made 105% in Amazon last year, up 23% this year. But they reported earnings last Friday, and I picked apart those earnings and gave my analysis. It's an easy read. It's very short on Seeking Alpha, and the title, Dump Amazon Now, with the question mark. And my answer, you'll find my answer within the article. We're going to talk next about one of the most exciting, sexy stocks I've ever found.
Come on now.
It's in the income and growth portfolio, which is really kind of the portfolio that's really taking off here. The year is 7 months old. The portfolio is up 7%. That's all inclusive of dividends and capital appreciation. It doesn't include my fees, however. So you can figure out what your fees would be, subtract that, the $3.50 trades. But the portfolio, you know, is cruising along at about 1% a month. What's it take to make in a CD? Now, there's more risk, obviously, in the market. Your CD is not going to fluctuate at all. At the end of 1 year, you're going to get your principal back and the compounded interest that you earned during the year. But you're going to get about 1-1.5% in a CD these days. And the bond market is badly trailing the stock market now. And I think it's only going to get worse going forward, which really puts income investors in a real conundrum there. And I still say the best solution, as the stock market continues to hit new highs, find great big safe stocks that pay good dividends, that have a capital appreciation potential. You know, some people use the criteria for picking these dividend-paying stocks is how have they grown their dividend over the years. I don't like that criteria. They could continue to grow their dividend, but the stock, like IBM would be a good example. IBM is like a dividend, aristocrat. They're a dividend aristocrat. They've grown their dividend every year for 27 straight years, but the stock's going down. All right, so that defeats that argument of using just that as your criteria. And there's a lot of ETFs built around that criteria, dividend growth. They only choose companies that have grown their dividend for so many straight years. And I don't like that. I like that as one criteria, but I want capital appreciation along with my dividend, doggone it. I don't want a plain hot dog. I don't care if it's only a dollar. I'm going to put $2 worth of condiments. Wait till Minnesota Twins.
Oh, man.
Wait till St. Paul sees how many condiments I can put on a little hot dog this big. I can put 2 pounds of relish.
You can't even see the hot dog.
I hope they have that deli mustard, the brown mustard, and the onions. And we get jalapenos here. And, you know, I go to the Angel game this year. I saw the Angels play. I can't remember who they played. But some friends took me. They give me little packages of relish. You ever see that?
Oh, yeah.
There's like 5 little pieces of relish in there that you got to squeeze out. You got to open 25 packages. Of.
No, you got to open 25
and
packages.
And the owner.
The average person doesn't open 25
Artie
packages.
Marino. Well, Artie Marino knows that. And he to pay Pujols' contract. Which goes to the year 2050, and the guy's 50 years old and can't walk anymore. He's got to put the relish in little packages like that, or he couldn't afford Pujols' contract. But I don't know what they do in Minnesota. I'm going to find out. In San Diego, we have those big pump machines.
Like at Costco.
Oh, baby. You pump that thing, and about a half a jar of relish
pops
out.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to give away a pair of tickets to the Padre game with us. If you bring Bill a few jars of condiments,
Gulden's brown
mustard.
Yeah,
you've got to bring them. You got to smuggle them into the stadium.
Or what's that? Pardon me. Do you have any
Grey Poupon?
Grey Poupon is good on the. I don't want just the French's stuff. Come on, you can do better than that. Allstate is the stock I'm talking about.
Well, you got to it. There you go.
You're in good hands with Allstate. This stock is breaking out to new all-time highs today. I can name a lot of tech stocks that aren't breaking out to new all-time highs. Headquartered in Northbrook, Illinois. It is in my dividend and growth portfolio. Is that a pretty chart?
What's the symbol?
What could be prettier? All.
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 All the condiments.
ALL, dividend yield of 1.6%. You say, well, I can't live off of 1.6%. Well, along with that 1.6%, the condiments of average have added another 32%.
Wow, look at that.
The stock's up 33% over the last 12 months, which is better than the NASDAQ. And over the last 5 years, the stock's been clipping along at 20% per year.
That's pretty good insurance.
And you want to buy a bond? You know, listen, I mean, the stock market's going to get its comeuppance at some point in time. We'll adjust accordingly at that point in time. But if you'd like to talk to us about an income, you know, this is as conservative as we get here at Gunderson Capital Management as far as the portfolios go, companies like Allstate. And we spice it up a little bit. The brown mustard in that portfolio is Apple.
There you go.
Right? For some, that's brown mustard, a little spicy, a little too spicy, deli mustard. But all in all, that portfolio is up before expenses, just over 7% year to date. And you can be taking income off of that portfolio going forward, be tightly managed by me. And, you know, everybody wants these sexy stocks or they want bonds. And in between, you know, there's these big, large dividend payers like Allstate. A lot of condiments there on that hot dog, on that dollar hot dog, Rob. Okay, you take us home.
Well, Bill was right again, as usual. No guarantees, but he usually is. T-shirts are coming in Minnesota. If you want to see us, go to GundersonCapital.com. Click on the live seminar page or call us and have a chat with Bill during the day today at 855-611-BEST. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.